Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 29th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation, chapters 13 to 15. Blessed are those who die in Jesus Christ. We read in Revelation chapter 14, verses 12 and 13 like this. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Then I, John the Apostle, heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them. In the above passage, Apostle John receives special instruction regarding those who die in Christ. These born again, sanctified believers in Christ who patiently with endurance keep his commandments and faith in very difficult times will receive a special divine blessing. They will be blessed through rest, resurrection, and reigning with Christ during the millennium. The word blessed mentioned in this passage is the second of the seven Beatitudes in the book of Revelation. We are blessed to die in Christ mainly due to the following three reasons. Number one, we die in a state of vital union with Christ and will be with Him forever. Number two, we rest from all sin, temptation, sorrow, and persecution. And number three, our good deeds remain on the earth while we receive heavenly rewards for our services and sufferings. Spiritual rest is available to anyone who comes to Jesus Christ in faith. Godly believers who die with rest from their labors and their good works will be remembered and rewarded. It would indeed be a blessing for the believers who live during the great tribulation to die as martyrs, as they would be at rest beyond the grave and God would then reward their faithful deeds. Let us understand that everything we do for Christ and in His name for others will be richly rewarded. Every kindness, sacrificial gift, prayer, and word of testimony. Let us determine to live for Christ so that when we die in Christ and be counted among the blessed in Christ. We read in Philippians chapter 1 verses 21 to 23 like this. The words of Apostle Paul, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live on in the flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better.